There's new research showing that there actually is a pill now to treat a common problem in women, fibroids in the uterus. What does this pill do?
Well, this is a, first of all, fibroids in women are one of the most common causes that lead to hysterectomies because of uncontrolled bleeding. And there are have been some other medications available, one of them called Lupron, which is an anti-estrogen and anti-progesterone medication that literally induces a chemically induced menopause, at least taken for about 6 months. But as you might imagine, you can get a lot of hot flushes and symptoms associated with menopause, but it does help shrink down the particular fibroid, which is a muscle tumor, a benign tumor in the uterus. Well, there's two studies in the New England Journal of Medicine that were just recently published that looked at a medication, comparing it to Lupron, found that it was just as effective as Lupron at shrinking down the tumors. It was over 13 weeks, but had much less side effects. The other study looked at this particular medication called Uliprystal, or in the United States it's known as Ella, and against placebo, and was much better, obviously, than placebo at reducing the size of the fibroid and the bleeding as well. The reason that people are excited about this is that the amount of medication that you need to use, the dosage, is much less than what is currently available. You don't have to use as much, so the side effects are less pronounced in terms of nausea, headaches, and such. And if you can avoid surgical options such as hysterectomies, because one in four women will develop fibroids over their childbearing years, and they do disappear after menopause. So if you can get a woman to menopause without having to do surgical interventions, that's all the better. You're not disrupting anatomy, you're not performing surgeries, and the complications therein. So very interesting. The medication is supposed to be approved in Canada later this year. The question that remains, Mark, is whether it can be used over the long term. Right now, the studies were for 13 weeks, so you know, right. three months. And you may have to take it, then stop a bit, and then start it again. The protocols and the standards for care still have to be fleshed out, but it is a medication that's already been used. It's used as a morning after pill in the United States. So it's not as if it's a new medication. It's a new indication for its use. And if indeed it pans out the way it seems to be, that will not only improve a woman's quality of life, but also reduce the burden of care and the cost associated with caring for that condition.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.